again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 220 in a series of 260 broadcasts dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. Would the last person out of Batcave please turn off the lights? In my freshman year at Chapel Hill, I did have a driver's license, but certainly no car. And I was never a big success at thumbing a ride. I had enough money to ride a bus from Chapel Hill to Durham once and thought I'd thumb my way back. Bad decision. I was ignored by every car and ended up walking the 12 miles or so from Durham back to the campus. I do remember being with my old buddy Bud Johnson. We were thumbing to Los Angeles from Fresno. And he was a much better thumber than I was. He looked the part of the all-American boy, and we were picked up by the driver of a big tanker truck. And as we roared and careened down the highway nicknamed the Grapevine from the San Joaquin Valley into L.A., I noticed the driver was hanging on for dear life and whistling "Nearer My God to Thee." That did not add to my appreciation for thumbing. Now, I do prefer trains, but trains had disappeared from Chapel Hill, I think, even before I was born. So the best I could do was commute by bus, and in the days before interstates, that was a long, long trip. To have as much time as possible, I'd catch the Queen City bus from Hendersonville to Batcave and then transfer to the Queen City bus headed for Charlotte. Another change there for Fayetteville and a final change to Chapel Hill. It took 10, 12 hours of travel time to get back to campus. 29 years ago, on the 30th of this month, we'll mark the end of any sort of bus service from Hendersonville to Batcave. Queen City had petitioned the State Utilities Commission to discontinue the bus service to Batcave, arguing it was just as close to go from here to Asheville and catch the same bus. Our Chamber of Commerce objected, and in an earlier hearing, Queen City's petition was denied, and the bus service was continued. However, on November 24, 1967, the full Utilities Commission heard the Queen City petition, and Commissioner Thomas W. Eller, speaking for the whole commission, said that substantial evidence discloses that the public convenience and necessity no longer justifies the service sought to be abandoned, and that to require the continuation of the service would result in undue and unreasonable burden on Queen City. The bus company was told they could run their last bus from Hendersonville to Batcave, which they did November 30th, 1967. That was the last one. I couldn't argue with the decision. Even back in the 40s, I was one of the few people who ever rode that bus. I imagine there were even fewer in 1967, but I did feel for the people in the gorge. We don't know how to appreciate bus service, close proximity to airports and four-lane highways in Hendersonville. We take these things for granted. Back in the early 80s, I had persuaded the child bride that a great vacation for us would be via Amtrak, in an Amtrak package that included accommodations at the Milford Plaza Hotel. And the package also included two seats of our choice at two Broadway shows and other perks, including sightseeing, welcoming cocktails, you know the bit. And I'm sure there are New Yorkers here now that remember the original name of what was changed to Milford Plaza. It's the hotel just down from Sardi's Restaurant and in which the Stage Door Canteen operates. The old hotel had been totally remodeled. A gorgeous new lobby had been completed. And I immediately noticed the place was loaded with airline pilots and stewardesses, and that's a good sign. They want something nice and at a reasonable price, and they know where to get it. And the Milford Plaza was within walking distance of 11 theaters, being located on 45th Street, one block off Broadway. We'd walked up to the Trump Towers and visited the super-exclusive boutique shops on the various public access levels. In fact, it was our good fortune, by sheer coincidence, to bump into the Reverend George and Sylvia Robinson in the Trump Towers area. They were also in New York for a special seminar. The Amtrak package included an overnight sleeper from Greenville to New York on the Crescent Limited, 3 days at the Milford Plaza, the two Broadway shows, and return by overnight sleeper to Greenville. We'd done all of our typical tourist planning, want to be sure and do this and see that. And one of the places we wanted to visit was Broadway Joe's, Joe Namath's Emporium. There was a sheer outside chance we might get to see Joe, and this was in his heyday. We noted on arrival at Broadway Joe's, we were the only people in the lounge. And one of the staff, bored to death, walked up just to engage in small talk, and He learned we were from the mountains of North Carolina and quickly pointed out his mother had retired to Highlands and what was the best way of travel. Where did you say your mother is living? In Highlands. Well, the child bride and I did some second looks and then painfully explained to him, unless you have a car, there ain't no way to get to Highlands. There are no planes. Asheville Airport's better than an hour and 1,000 hairpin curves away. Obviously no trains. There's not even a bus that goes to Highlands. Your only hope is to fly into the Asheville Airport and rent a car. As I said, we take for granted the interstate in our back door, Amtrak service just 40 minutes away in Greenville, Greyhound bus service on a reasonable and respectable schedule, airport 15 minutes away. It's great to live here, about 2 hours to Charlotte, Atlanta, Knoxville. The best of big city access with all that's desirable in small town living. It's a great place for the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, with a good sense never to leave and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.